Hollywood has always been great at hoovering up world talent, but when it comes to cinematography, an American can hardly get a break. Take last night's Best Picture Oscar. Only one of the 10 cinematographers involved is American, with Mexico, Sweden, Greece, Spain, and of course Ireland in the shape of Dunleary graduate Robbie Ryan all represented last night. None of this would surprise the Oscar-winning cinematographer behind many of Steven Spielberg's best films, including Schindler's List. According to Janusz Kaminski, himself born in Poland, while Hollywood storytelling can be thoroughly restricted, new ways of seeing, of working with light, are regarded as precious. Rachel Andrews met Kaminski at the Kustendorf Film Festival in Serbia to discuss light, art, and how best to, like anyone who stayed up for the Oscars last night, work around exhaustion.
From 2 o'clock to 3:30, I fall apart. It's 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. comes in, I'm alive. It's like that. And often, you know, I wake up around 4 a.m. as well. So right now, I'm living that. Tomorrow,
they were talking about some medicine, like nowadays.
Yes, cocaine, yeah. It's always, it always medicine, works, yeah. Apparently. I wouldn't know because I don't do drugs. Hollywood is all about work.
Yeah.
It used to be, apparently, in the 80s, you know. Not anymore.
I read that you said light is life. Can you explain what you mean by
that? Well, light is life. Well, I mean, in a very basic things, you know, that we all know, you've got day and night and light controls the agricultural seasons and all that stuff. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our ability to conduct ourselves emotionally according to the type of a light. As we know, the gray light creates a little bit more depression. We tend to drink a little bit more. We tend to stay inside. We tend to focus on our internal lifestyle, where if you have sunlight, you tend to be more jovial, more interested in going outside, spending more time with friends. It just gives you more life. So that's what I mean, you know. Yeah. And I try to introduce that concept in the movies, because I like to make movies where we use the light to reflect that kind of emotional state of the characters. Hmm. So for me, light is life, and I know about light because I grew up in Poland, Eastern Bloc, which was very gray, not just in terms of the weather, but also very gray in terms of the color palette and so forth. And we're talking about prior 1980. I left Poland in 1980. So now it's different, but growing up in Eastern Europe during the communist regime was a little bit grayish, and we cherished the moments when the sun would come out. We cherished the music, particularly Western European music, because it had a life. So when I was growing up, music was life. Now for me, light is life. Any artist, and I see my profession to be extremely artistic, any artist will probably or most likely or definitely will use either consciously or subconsciously where they came from. It's not necessarily where you are at the moment, it's where you came from. I grew up in Poland. My first 20 years I spent there. So my aesthetics, my ideology, my knowledge of the world were shaped by my first 20 years of my life in Poland. I may not necessarily like what I was experiencing, but you know, you become nostalgic about it. So the grays, the decay, the lack of sunlight, I still find very attractive. But the reason I left Poland is because I despise that. So I'm shaped by that culture and by the aesthetics. It doesn't mean that I embraced it in my work, although I'm always nostalgic about that. The reason many foreign cinematographers, foreign meaning, you know, British, French, whatever, you know, Japanese, Chinese, Polish, we became relatively successful in Hollywood simply because we have a different way of looking at the world, and our aesthetics are different. And Hollywood is always interested in different aesthetics, you know, not necessarily different storytelling if you're a director, because if you're a director, you really have to communicate it with the mass audience, and you have to know the culture, and you have to be able to communicate with Americans. And believe me, that's a different audience than European audience. So often you've got a little bit of a conflict between European directors and if they're able to become successful in Hollywood. It does happen, but not to the extent as it happens with cinematographers. We became much more prominent, and there are many more of us, meaning people who are born in different countries, who brought different aesthetics, because that's embraced, you know. You find a way to introduce different aesthetics to American cinema, and you also look at America with an eye that's much more of an eye of someone who is in love with America. And I love America. I love American movies. So every time I make a movie, I make a little homage to my love to the country.
Janusz Kaminski there talking to Rachel Andrews. And in case you missed it, Mexico's Emmanuel Lubezki was the cinematographer on the Best Picture Gravity, which also won Best Achievement in Cinematography at last night's Oscars.